This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Agriculture Minister reports an ease in the poultry shortage. The Consumer Empowerment Network urges a holistic strategy to tackling the cost of living. The Ministry of People Empowerment to address disrespect towards female passengers on board PSVs, and a special counsel in the U.S. moves to drop an election interference case against Donald Trump. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir reports a significant improvement in the local poultry shortage and expects supply to return to normal by next month. Mr. Weir was providing Starcom Network with an update on the overall situation just before announcing that a proposed increase in the price of eggs had been shelved.
There have been substantial improvements in the supply of whole chickens to the supermarket. Clearly, what is evident to me is that some brands still have not yet fully come back with their full quota. The shelves are looking a lot better than they were in October and early November. And by the end of this week, we should see more of the other brands on the shelves as well. And of course, the situation should normalize going into December.
Mr. Weir says systems are being put in place to better track production going forward.
The overall poultry situation is being managed. We have been able over the past 2 weeks to develop an app that would give us enough information in terms of projection, chickens placed, chickens slaughtered, mortality, broilers and layers, and of course then how we would project to suit demand for over periods. So we are now in a better position to plan and do our projections based on the technology that we have employed.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, BCEN, is calling for a more holistic approach to managing the cost of living here. BCEN's Executive Director Maureen Holder made the comment in reaction to government's decision to intervene and halt an increase in the price of eggs. While commending the intervention, Ms. Holder emphasized that efforts should be placed on tackling the issue of rising prices on all fronts.
BCEN welcomes government's efforts to keep prices stable. It is commendable. It highlights the urgent need for broader economic measures to tackle rising costs across the board. The focus should not only be on temporary fixes, but on ensuring that basic utilities and necessities remain accessible to all Barbadians in these challenging times. So what we basically need is a comprehensive approach to managing the cost of living. This includes reviewing utility costs, addressing inefficiencies in the supply chain, and promoting sustainable local production. These are imperatives right now that I believe the government should focus on.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs will roll out a major program for operators of public service vehicles next year to address issues of disrespect meted out to women on board. Permanent Secretary Jehu Wilter expressed concern about the level of treatment towards female passengers and feels there's an urgent need to address it. Speaking at the launch of the Ministry of People Empowerment 16 Days of Activism on Gender-Based Violence at the Warren's office complex yesterday, Mr. Wilter said they have engaged UN women to assist.
One program that we are going to be working on implementing next year, and this initiative that we have discussed with UN Women in relation to carrying out programs with public service drivers and conductors, because we recognize that these persons come into contact with thousands of women during the course of the week. And we do recognize that there is a need, there's a crying need to work with these drivers to ensure that women and girls are treated with the respect that they deserve, because we recognize that we have seen examples where they are not. So that is a program that we really want to work closely in conjunction with UN Women in relation to the undertaking of such a program.
He also revealed plans to re-establish a national committee to deal with gender-based violence in the country.
We are working at reinstituting the National Committee on Gender-Based Violence, which is another example of government's commitment to preventing such violence. The ministry is confident that the establishment of that committee, which has stakeholders from various entities, to be tasked with developing strategies to reducing incidents of gender-based violence, and with a view also to preparing a strategic national action plan, which is going to accompany the policy, the national policy that I spoke to earlier.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Jehu Wiltshire. Meantime, the University of the West Indies has embarked on training and development exercise to sensitize staff at government agencies on gender-related issues. Head of the Institute for Gender and Development Studies at UWE Cave Hill Campus, Dr. Tanya Haynes, revealed this at the launch of the Ministry of People Empowerment's 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence at the Warren's Office Complex yesterday.
We are completing the design of curricula and teaching materials for a training course on unequal relations of gender, sexual harassment, and gender-based violence for staff and stakeholders of the Barbados Water Authority under the 3R Cruise Project. And in January of next year, we will embark on a partnership with the Bureau of Gender Affairs to build capacity in the area of gender and development for all staff of the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs through the Transform Project.
Head of the Institute for Gender and Development Studies at the UWE Cave Hill Campus, Dr. Tanya Haynes. The Anglican Church has been criticized for what two members of government described as their silence on the issue of reparations. These criticisms came from members of Parliament Trevor Prescott and Edmund Hinkson during a panel discussion hosted by the National Task Force on Reparations at Solidarity House. Special Envoy on Reparations, Trevor Prescott, said the church was refusing to pass money over to the state to assist working class Barbadians, but instead would be spending the money themselves. The United Society Partners in Gospel, formerly the Society of Propagation of the Gospel, owned by the Codrington Estates in St. John, pledged £18 million in community development projects for those living on and around the estate. Town hall meetings began last month across the country to get feedback from residents on the project ideas. However, Mr. Prescott said that this was not the right approach.
The church just came to Barbados. I was willing to talk about social justice, but they say that they have £18 million to inject into the development of Barbados, but they must hold it for themselves. So we have a state that set up an institution called a national task force. There's no mechanism, but there's a way that they can pay the money into the state. We have the consolidated fund. Preferably, I would like to see a special unit set up for the receiving of any reparations funds.
Member of Parliament Edmund Hinkson supported Mr. Prescott by calling on the Anglican Church to hand over the land they own to enfranchise working class Barbadians.
The Anglican Church here has to pay redress too. And the Anglican Church here still owns a lot of land that people are on, and they can't get ownership of this land yet. The Anglican Church, I've said out in the Glebe, in St. George and out in St. John, needs to give the people the land. That is the truth, and empower them and enfranchise them. So we have to start here at home in that regard too.
Member of Parliament Edmund Hinkson. And finally, Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked a judge to dismiss the federal election interference case against Donald Trump as he is set to become the next U.S. president. In new documents filed yesterday, Mr. Smith told the judge the case should be closed because of the Justice Department's policy that bans the prosecution of a sitting president. Mr. Trump had pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and other charges related to his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden. Recapping the headlines. The Agriculture Minister reports an ease in the poultry shortage. The Consumer Empowerment Network urges a holistic strategy to tackling the cost of living. The Ministry of People Empowerment to address disrespect towards female passengers on board PSVs. And Special Counsel in the U.S. moves to drop an election interference case against Donald Trump. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp. Add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.